Chukas mentions a number of interesting topics that a lot of them don't seem to be connected specifically. Paradumo, Eme Merivo, and the Kananim that came, Amalekim, Mises Aaron, Mises Moshe, Mises Miriam, Nechoshim Nesrofim, Shiris HaBe'er. One of the things that's mentioned is Mises Aaron. Mises Aaron, so we know that Anani HaKavod wore B'Zchus Aaron HaKohen, and as soon as he was Nifter, so they left. I don't know if they came back B'Zchus Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know that the Be'er left B'Zchus Miriam after she was Nifter, and then he came back. But somewhere in the interim, after Moshe Rabbeinu was, after Aaron was Nifter, there was the time that they didn't have Anani HaKavod. And the Pasuk says, V'yishma Akrani Melech Haredi Yishav HaNegev Kivo Yisrael Derech HaSarim V'yilchem Yisrael V'yishma Nushevi. So Rashi points out, Vishma Knani, Shoma Shemisarim, Nistalka Anoni Yakovid. Nistalka Anoni Yakovid, they didn't have him. Memeli came to fight against Klai Yisrael. He's got his opportunity. Why did the Knanim come to fight? So Rashi says it wasn't really the Knanim. It was the Amalekim. The Amalekim were always at the side of Klai Yisrael. As soon as they came out of Mitzrayim, the Amalekim were there. The Amalekim were always there and to start off the Klai Yisrael. So why does he call them Knanim? It says because they switched their Lashon, the way that they spoke, to speak like Knanim. Why did they do that? So Rashi says, because that way Klal Yisrael would daven to be saved from the Knanim, not to be saved from the Amalekim, and their tefillah would not be answered because they're Beth Amalekim, not Knanim. So, Agav, you see from here, first of all, he's supposed to daven very specifically. A person should daven, be very specific with his tefillah, and the daven, it's not enough to say, save me. That's what it sounds like. Even though at the end of the day, that's what they said to me, from this nation. Revolver, when he talks about this, he says there's a story through Kiv Eger that he went to daven for somebody. And he sent a name to daven for somebody, and he davened, and he says, Spalti Vlo Neneti, check the name, maybe you didn't give me the right name. Sure enough, it was the wrong name, it was a name off, or something. But a person tells, be careful though, not to daven for something too specific. Because a lot of times a person will daven for a shidduch. I want this shidduch. Do you know that this shidduch is good for you? I want this house. I want this thing. I want this, whatever it is. So a person has got to be careful not to daven. Daven a Kadosh Baruch Hu, please give me the house. It should be as soon as possible. Give me the house, the wife, the whatever it is that I'm looking for. That's most matim for me. Either way, what did Klal Yisrael do? They said they davened for, like Rashi says, they davened. Omru nispal stam shenemer mnosin titin is ha'om hazeh biyodi. Ha'om hazeh. They didn't say who it is. And we made law Kadosh Baruch Hu helped them. Ve'achrei nisan esarim ve'kroshim ve'makum charmo. The Chidush Arim asked the Pashat Akasha. He says, if they were worried that they were going to daven for the wrong people, they were daven for the Amalekim, that's why they switched their tongues, this the way that they spoke, so why didn't they switch their clothing as well? They should have switched their clothing as well. Then they really would have looked like Kananim. And then Klai Yisrael really would have davened for the Kananim, not for Malekim. How did they just switch one and not the other? Same thing like Esav. Esav also switched one, not the other. Switched the way that he switched his clothing, and he didn't switch Yaakov. I'm sorry, Yaakov switched his clothing, and he didn't switch the way that he spoke. He was going to speak like Esav. Agav, I think Pashup Shad Koko Yaakov Yidaim De Esav Koko Yaakov doesn't mean that it sounds like Yaakov. It sounds like the way that Yaakov spoke. It sounds like the way Yaakov spoke. Could be that they spoke the same way. How could he go ahead and talk to his father in the same with the voice of Yaakov Avinu and think that since he's going to touch him, he's going to think that he's really Esau? Could be that they sounded the same, but he spoke like Yaakov spoke. He says, "Kum na avi ve'echom mitzid v'noi." So, frek techadush erim, both separate, they didn't switch their clothing. So he says, powerful answer. He says, because if they would have switched their clothing as well, then the attack would have been Kananim. If they also switched their clothing, then they would have been Kananim. And they would have died from Kananim, they would have saved from them as well. They wouldn't save for them. What do you mean to say? Mani mechabdusi. It's the clothing that makes the man. Right? It's a person feels a certain way, a person acts a certain way, a person because of the clothing that they wear. They wear clothing, a certain type of clothing, they wear mechubadik clothing, then they act a certain way. They wear less mechubadik clothing, then they act a different way. That's the linen of a uniform. That's the linen of a. That's better than the Indian of wearing a hat and a jacket. it says somewhere you have to wear a hat and a jacket, where does it say somewhere the hat and jacket? It's also, it's a mechubid way of dressing. It's a certain nechbadus that a person dresses it in, and it gives him, it prevents him from acting a certain way. A person dresses a white shirt, black pants. A person dresses, he has a yarmulke on his head, also a chelik of it. Automatically he'll act in a certain way. Automatically. The truth is that it's interesting to note, in America, the way that it worked is that the demoralization that's been going on for the past 100 years or so, I think probably could be connected very much to the way that people dress. I don't know which one came first. But also, it was the first, it used to be that people always wear hats in the street. All the Americans, the guy used to wear hats. So one of the presidents came along and decided to switch that. And first then the hats came off, and then the jackets came off, and then pants got half the size, and shirts got a quarter of the size, and everything else goes. The behavior as well changes along with the person's clothing. So there's a cute story. I saw that the Beis Yisrael, he had one of his chassidim kinir was starting to go off the derech, but he didn't want to do it. I guess in Eretz Yisrael where he's living, nobody should. So he decided he's going to move to Chutz La'aretz and he'll live the way that he wants over there. Gets again to Eretz Yisrael, and he asked him for Brichas Preda, and he says, "Yeah, sure, go Brichas Preda." The kids are. He calls him before he leaves, and he tells him, "Did you take your kapata, your Shabbos kapata?" He says, "I don't know." So he goes, takes his kapata from there. What did he do with it? Kids, he goes the next week. He goes to Chutz La'aretz. The next week, Erev Shabbos, there's a knock on the door, and he opens the door, and there's a person that he never met before in with a package. He says, "This is from the Beis Yisrael." He gives him the package. He opens it up. The kapata that he left back in Eretz Yisrael, he sends for him that he should have it. He says, "Kinir, the Rebbe is looking after me." So Kinir is a kitzur. He didn't switch the way that he dressed. And he talk, stayed from Yid. That's the nekuda of Shlishinu Esma Busham. Betzim, that's what it was. The Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim also. Shlishinu Es Tzfasim. Shlishinu Es Lishrenim. Shlishinu Es as Shmam, Leishinu Es Mabusham, which Yesh La'ayin Bizmaneinu, whether or not we have that issue of Leishinu Es Mabusham. We have a well-known tshuva from Moshe. Moshe says, but that was only before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, the Klal Yisrael wasn't an Ummah, therefore they had to have certain things that made them into one group. What made them into one group is the fact that they had certain names, and they talked a certain way, and they dressed a certain way. So after Matan Torah, so we don't have to have that. He quotes, he says, the Rishayim, there's the Rabbeinu Peter. Rabbeinu Peter, what's Peter? Peter is Peter. That's where it comes from. There's no Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Peter. There's no Peter is not one of the people that we find in Tanakh. It's a name that's from Alexander the Great. A lot of people named after Alexander the Great. After the whole 1 year that everybody named their kids. That's where Alex became a Jewish name. That comes from Alexander the Great. How did it switch? We named after him. What does that mean? How can you name after him in his honor? The answer is that yisurid of having Shleishinu with Mabusham. That's only before Shmom Abusham. That's only before Matan Torah. Once Matan Torah, so Klal Yisrael has that. But I think there still is a nekuda of Leishinu Es Mabusham. Leishinu Es Mabusham doesn't have to be. Someone's just telling me now. Like a friend of theirs moved over to a certain community, and there it's Shinu Es Mabusham every season or every half a season. Whole new wardrobe. Chas v'shalom, to wear the same thing that you wore last season. Can't wear the same thing. Can't wear the... When a person is Shinu Es Mabusham, when it comes to such a massive that it's constantly Shinu Es Mabusham, constantly, where does that come from? That's certainly not the Mani Mechabduse that Chazal referring to. That's you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or keep up with... And who's defining what's considered what's in season, right? As they say, last week's trash is this week's flash, and this week's flash is next week's trash. Right? I remember there's certain things they can wear, you'll always be in style. Maybe for women it's different, maybe for wear it a single breasted suit with two buttons. I remember once saying to my father, this is going back many years, 20 years ago, when the triple buttons came out, the single breasted with three buttons. So, yeah, about 20 years ago. So I said to my father, he was wearing one. So I said, well, they had just come in. He was wearing it already. So I said, wow, you really, you know, Tala, you really in style. He says, what do you mean? I was wearing these before you were born. Right? That's how it is. That's how, Betem, the, like we mentioned in Hanukkah, I think it was, Yovan. What's Yovan? Yod Vav Nun. Small, bigger, bigger. Right? That's Betem all style. Like brims. Small, bigger, bigger, small, bigger, small. Glasses, bigger, smaller. Buttons, more buttons, small buttons, more buttons. That's all. That goes up, goes down, goes to the shleishinas mabushim. Not to lose sight of where you're going. That it should be that a person has to be, should dress in a mechubadik way. If a person dresses in a mechubadik way, then he acts in a mechubadik way. Being as modern, a person dresses in a less mechubadik way, he'll do things. He'll allow himself to act in a way that he wouldn't act had he been dressed the way that he would dress in Yerushalayim, Yerach Kodesh, and everybody's there. The person acts a certain way because see, your guard is down, especially if you have a cap on and you don't have a yarmulke, and everybody sees a yarmulke. A person acts in a certain, people that wear a frock. So maybe not everybody that wears a frock deserves to wear a frock, but it's mechayiv you to act a certain way. It's mechayiv you to act as, no, you're not kicking up your feet and, you know, I'll leave exactly what you were doing. But in a certain way that a person it's, if you're dressing in a certain way, I'm not telling you to put on a frock. When you're dressing a certain way, it gives a certain nechbad. There's a certain nechbad that the person will take. Not to lose sight of that that you come and end in of itself. It's not just that a person should be mechubad. A person should be. It's the constant running after the changing. I thought maybe that's the smichas of parshias. Smichas of parshias al derech drush. Maybe you could say that that's really the next parsha. It says v'yisumei arhar derech yamasif l'sav v'yisayr tzedem v'tikter nefesh om baderech. They complained about the man. If there's one food you're not going to, a person shouldn't complain about, it's the man. One food they complain about is the man. Anything you want in the world, any food that you possibly want in the world, and not only that, they were medayik that kinira that imamish had the texture and everything else, and it was actually turned into it because there were certain things that were not good for mubaris. If it was just the tam, then it wouldn't be. It must be that it actually changed. So you could actually, you could have any single tam, any single food, any single mixture that you want in the entire world. You go to the ice cream store and there's like 35 different ice creams there. And you get, today you have one, and tomorrow you have another one. You have three mixtures of this and two of this, and there's a tremendous amount, 43 and a half beitzim of food every single solitary day. Right? There's no limit. What are they complaining about? He sends the Nechoshim and Esrofim. What Shaykhis Nechoshim to one? So Rashi brings down Chazal. What the connection is? Yovei Nochas Shaloka Laitzo Zibo, Vifim Reitzo Yedibo. Yovei Nochas Shekol Aminim Nitomim Loitama Echon, Vifim Ikfu Yetoy Veshadover Echon Mishtanam Lekama Tomim. So it's Uzma Mashmi the Kenegim Mido. What is a Nochash eat? Nochash eats dirt. Everything tastes like dirt for the Nochash. There's no triple-decker ice cream cones that taste better. They all taste like dirt. It's all the same thing. He's going to be pareah from the people that had the food that tastes like everything. And the Melo, they came, they bit them, and they said, V'yom Rav Moshe, Chatonik Yidibarno B'Hashem Baboch, Yisbal HaShem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, Say Lechal Tzorof, Yisim Yisal HaNeis, make a Nochosh Nechoshis, make a Nochosh, Moshe Rabbeinu made it out of Nechoshis, and he put it onto a pole. That's where, when you see the ambulances that have a snake on a pole, that's where it comes from, here. Everything is the source in the Torah at the end of the day. V'ayas Moshe Nochash Nechoshe V'yitzei Mel Neis, V'yom Noshech HaNochash Ezeish V'bitol Nochash Nechosh Ezechai. And the people, he put it up high on the pole, and people would look at the Nochash Nechoshe and they would live. So the Mishnah, Yudua, Rosh Hashanah says, V'yom Nochash Mevis and Nochash Mechaya. Elo, they were looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzakim Mishabim Liman, La'avim Shabbat Shamayim, V'yom Mitzrapim. So I thought maybe they're Jewish. They got to the point they were constantly eating food. What are they complaining about? Because it switched every food. At a certain point, you ran out of food. After 40 years, that's it. We did it. We already did that. Been there, done that. We already tasted it. Like we mentioned about the guy who says he told the Rav, he says, Rabbi, you have no mustak of how small the world is. He says he doesn't have anywhere to go on vacation anymore. He already went to all the places. He's already there. He's already in the Everglades, and he's ready in Dubai, and he's ready in China, and he's ready in Australia, and he's ready. He already did it. That's it. There's nowhere to go. He's finished. That's what was at the food. We finished. We're constantly switching. Constantly switching. At a certain point, you're finished. Comes along the Nachash and says, you can eat the same food twice. You can eat the same. Even if it tastes the same, you'll eat the same food twice. The reminds me of a story from Randall Kaplan, the book, that in Yeshiva, once in Yeshiva, they had, for 13 days straight, they had the same supper. It was eggs and red jello. So they put in a petition to the cook, if it's possible, if they can make it, instead of having yellow eggs and red jello, maybe they could have red eggs and yellow jello. Till Remendel heard about it, and he gave them a schmooze. But it doesn't have to be that every single time you're always switching. You're always switching, constantly switching, and trying to keep up and trying to. It doesn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. And the way to get out of it, the way to be mishaber from that, is to look up and be mishaber libachol, be mishaber shemayim, not to lose focus of where we're going. It's important. It's important to have clothing. It's important to look good. It's important to feel good. But don't lose focus of where you're going. Mishaber tzniyum, be mishaber shemayim.